And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And here's a band we've never played before. This is Cliffs.
Write down everything you want. I'll search from Portland to Vermont. Stop the world from spinning. Stop the traffic on 635. All these people driving, they're already more dead than alive. Not you. Spell out everything you need. I'll bring you chocolate, I'll bring weed. Search the streets until I've got it. Search the ceiling to the floor. Search your mind, your money, find it. From now on, afraid of nothing more. Nothing more. I was a run up on a shelf. Piece of this place all by myself. Shelf left never lasts so long. Write down everything I'm not. I'll tell the truth until I'm caught. Stop the world from spinning. Stop the traffic on 635. All these people driving, they're already more dead than alive. Not you.
Here's Paul.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Now, I just said that band was called Cliffs, but I'm thinking actually I ought to call them Cliffs.
Yes.
Because it's Cliff with an extra F. It's Cliffs. Cliffs. Isn't it?
It is, yeah. Yeah.
But you try it.
Cliffs.
There you go. That's the one. It's Cliffs. Right, yep. And that was a track called Portland to Vermont. Tony, Cliffs. All the way from Dallas, Texas, and it's like garage punk, garage rock. It's garage, not quite punk rock, but really catchy. And a guy who was in a load of other bands in the past, he's now set up doing his own thing, calling it Cliffs or something like that. Mm. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Cliffs' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Cliffs.
It is indeed, and it's CLIFFFS. We might just call them Cliffs. We call them Cliffs.
It might be best.
We'll call them Cliffs, yeah. That's the one of the only tracks I have by them right now. So if we get more in the future, we will play more. Otherwise, as usual, if you like any of the songs that you hear on the show, do make sure you get in touch with us by whichever means necessary and let us know so we know what kind of music we should be playing you or what we should be watching out for.
True.
Anyway, Paulie B. Internet 1, Tony Neil. I've got some additional material, Tony.
Do you?
Yeah.
That must be nice.
And I'm just looking for where it is. It's here. So if you have any additional material for me, and by that I mean primarily a poem or a joke, email your jokes to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. If you have a poem for us, which Nez has done,
okay,
then do send an email to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Poetry Corner. A very short email. It's just the poem, Tony.
Okay.
I think you'll like it. The poem is called Tony Approves.
Hmm.
Let's see if Tony approves.
Let's see if he does.
So here goes. So Tony approves. Well, I should think so. You only play great tunes each and every show. Plenty of mild quirkiness to keep us happy. Jokes and comments are sharp and snappy. So while I chock on my morning flakes, keep on approving for all our sakes. Nez.
Tony does approve.
Excellent.
Approves.
Even though there was something in there that you will have to edit.
Yeah, well, you know.
It's not all good.
No. Well, anyways, light in the dark. Wolf of this move.
I do approve. I was speaking to someone last week about Tony approves, and she was absolutely loving it.
Oh,
my friend Shaz that I said I'd see last week.
Oh, yeah.
She listens to the show, not every week, but she listens to the show from time to time. And hello, Shaz. And she was just going, I really like Tony approves. I think it's brilliant. So if you have a joke or poem for us, do email me with that. Going to play two songs in a row now, Tony.
Okay.
Both bands we played before. Listen out for a band called Throwing Stuff that we'll talk about after you've heard them. First up, a band we've only played one track by them before because we only had one track. But now we've got another track, Tony.
Ooh.
I talk, of course, about Fake Billy and the False Prophets, all the way from Amsterdam. What is Fake Billy and the False Prophets website?
FakeBilly.com.
Get in there.
Oh.
It is indeed. It's Tony One, Paulie B, and the Internet One, and this is their new single, Bikini Girl.
Bikini Girl, you know.
Berserker.
Just comes down to fucking territory. the sand!
You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Throwing Stuff, Manchester hardcore punk, and a track called I Know What's Best, and they certainly do. And in keeping that at under 1 minute 30 seconds long, it means that they cram a lot into a short amount of time, Tony.
We do like that. Tony does approve.
Tony, I have a feeling Tony's going to approve quite a lot during this show. What is Throwing Stuff's Bandcamp page?
Throwingstuff.bandcamp.com.
It is. And it's an early lead for Tony. Having you've had a couple of bad weeks, haven't you?
It's been a bad couple of weeks.
So this is looking good so far. So it's Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet 1. Now let's see if your great week can continue, Tony. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
No.
Well, is that 2 weeks in a row?
I think we had some last week.
We did have some last week, did we? But yeah. It means we don't get to do the song.
No.
But shall we play it anyway?
We might as well.
Let's just play it anyway.
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
Simply because I'll never tire of that.
No, never do.
Frankie Boyle. But it's not the same. It's not the same without the comments. So we're not sure why it's been quiet, are we?
I don't know if it's something to do with, maybe it's daylight saving times, you know, it's one less hour.
I was thinking the same thing. I thought it might be the clocks going forward.
Everyone just gets very confused and just start falling over.
Ironically, I have seen a number of people moaning on Facebook about the fact that everything should have happened an hour ago and they can't deal with it. I do wonder whether it's because my Facebook friends, like myself, grow ever older.
Right.
And they can't cope with change. And maybe we have an aging listenership. This could be a good time to find out who is our youngest listener. If you think you are our youngest listener, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, type in your email, I think I'm your youngest listener. And we'll find out.
If you're our oldest listener, maybe email me, tony@punkyradio.com, saying I'm your oldest listener.
That's a good idea, Tony. So, if you think you're really old and you're our oldest listener, email tony@punkyradio.com. This should be the other way around, Tony.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm bound to get in trouble, aren't I, with whatever happens.
You're down with the kids, though.
All right, careful how you say that. But yeah, if you think you're our oldest listener, email tony@punkyradio.com. If you think you're our youngest listener, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Quite frankly, judging by the amount of emails we've had recently, if you send an email, you're likely to be on the show. Sadly. Right, anyway, that concludes something that we didn't do, so we don't need the song again, even though I really like it.
Exactly.
All right, because I've got something exclusive for you now, Tony.
Ooh.
Now, a few weeks back, we played a track by Screamers and Sinners, who are a psychobilly band from the Basque region of northern Spain. Technically, they would say not Spanish, they're Basque, all right?
Mm, yeah.
Okay, so I've got to be careful there. But they brought out an album, and I couldn't remember what the album was called when we played a track of it before. However, my Spanish lodger, Gerardo, is not far away. Now, he's asked me to say he's got a cold, his voice isn't as good as usual. He's all right. His voice isn't as good as usual, and he's wearing a brilliant hat. Right. But I think the album is called Revenge of El Sacramentecas. Right, and I'm going to just ask Gerardo if you would come over here now.
Yes,
he will. Now, you can just say... how should I say Sacramentecas?
El Sacamantecas.
Thank you very much, Gerardo. Right, he can now go back to the cellar where he belongs. Now, Sacramentecas is a creature of Spanish folklore, and I do still have Gerardo here, who will, I think you'll just nod whether I'm right or not, who likes to feed on the blood of babies. Is that right? Is that right? He likes to feed on the blood of babies. Yeah. So, if you think you are our youngest listener... But anyway, El Sacramentecas, Revenge of El Sacramentecas. Right, he can say that, all right? He can't say chickpeas, right? He's... Jeez, Pix. Right, anyway, point is, Screamers and Sinners brought out a great new album, and we played one track off it. Here comes another one now. I'm calling this psychobilly. I think it's a bit more sort of rock and roll rockabilly, a bit more acceptable than the harder ends of psychobilly. And this is a really, really catchy track. What I want to know, though, Tony, is what is Screamers and Sinners' Facebook page?
facebook.com/Screamers Sinners.
You've got a good memory, Tony.
Is that right?
Yeah, it is right. I think you've got a good memory. I think you remember that from before, the same way you remembered Fake Billy from before. And I'm pretty sure I didn't send you the list of songs with the websites on them. So I just think you're getting it right this week, Tony.
I did it because there's an ampersand in it. You can't have ampersands in URLs. I wish I had a good memory. Unfortunately,
well, thank you
I'm
for explaining that.
Geeky.
I think you should say you wish you had a life. You can't put an ampersand in a URL.
No, not without escaping it, but generally the best clause is just not to use it.
Okay.
I'm so lonely.
Yeah, I know, that's the point. I've got nothing to add to that. Nothing. We're just going to play the song. This is easy for me to say. Right, let's find out here what my Spanish lodger, Gerardo, thinks of my pronunciation of Hospitaleco Rock and Rolla.
Hospitaleco Rock and Rolla.
Oh, whatever. You're listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Now, I've been informed by the lodger, Gerardo, that I should have said Hospitalico Rock and Roller. And Hospitalico means Little Ruined Hospital. So it's Little Ruined Hospital Rock and Roll or something like that.
Right.
Crazy Basque. Now, did you do anything last week, Tony?
I went to a first aid course, day
oh,
course
how
thing.
Did I go?
It was alright. It was only a short course. It was 4 hours. And then 3 days before, I did fall over and do my foot in.
Yeah.
It was good. It was only 4 hours, so it just covered the basics, me and Steph both did it, just in case something happens to the other. It was alright. We covered burns, blood gushing, passing out, not breathing.
Blood gushing out,
you know. Yeah, something gets a bit stabby.
Right, so what do you do when blood is gushing?
You put something over the top of it and you call the ambulance. Generally, the advice...
So you needed a first aid course for that, did you?
Oh, pretty much, yeah. It all comes down to
blood is gushing, try and stop it and phone an ambulance.
Stop it, phone an ambulance, yeah. It's funny, most of the things ended with phone an ambulance.
Right.
They have to save you a day, really.
But there wasn't like a thing, I think, with the blood gushing, they didn't say sort of stick your thumb in it or anything like that.
No, just put something over it. I was trying to be clever and say, you know, tie something above it like a tourniquet, but apparently no. You're not supposed to do that. No, you're
right.
Just cover it.
Like, did they say why not?
I think it's one of those things that you just don't do anymore. It causes more problems than it solves.
Right.
Yeah. It's like with the Heimlich manoeuvre. When someone you're choking, you just pat someone on the back rather than do the Heimlich.
Yeah, I'd be much more comfortable about being patted on the back. I always think the Heimlich manoeuvre looks, to say the least, rather homoerotic.
It's a little bit homoerotic.
It's a little bit. There is aggressive homoeroticism. I think that's why they've taken out the Heimlich manoeuvre from your first aid course.
It's got lick in it, in the name.
I beg your pardon?
What?
Stop licking behind me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there you go.
To make me choke on my cornflakes.
Choke on my cornflakes.
Was that covered? If someone was choking on their cornflakes, what should you do?
Yeah, you should clear the airway and bang one back and say, choke on my cornflakes.
Oh, right. Excellent. Yeah. That would be fantastic. That would be a great way to make the Heimlich manoeuvre fun, actually. If when you did it, you went, chuck on my cornflake. Right, so anyway, so what do you get? Do you get a badge? Do you get a certificate? What?
Just a self-certified form at the back.
And right.
Just a warm feeling that you could help someone.
Now, does that mean that you'll get a pay rise at work?
No.
No, and why is that?
I pay myself.
Yeah.
And I'm a very stingy boss. Extremely.
Yeah, I bet your Christmas party's really anticlimactic.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Weatherspoons.
Well, last week, Tony, last Saturday, in fact, I went to see, I went down to the Lion in New Basford, which is near to where I live, and I happened upon a band that, when I first walked in, I thought they were prog rock, but on closer inspection, they weren't a prog rock band, they were a tribute band, and they were a tribute band to none other than Thin Lizzy.
Ooh.
What do you think they were called?
Pink Lizzy.
They were called Thinkle Izzy.
Right.
Thinkle Izzy. Yeah. And they were really good, actually. They were very... they looked... It's very difficult to find someone who looks like... Is it Phil Lynott or Phil Lynott?
I thought it was Lydon, but now I'm thinking Johnny Rotten, aren't I? Lynott, yeah. Lynott.
You're going with Lynott, are you?
Yeah.
It's very difficult to find someone as distinctive looking as him to front a band, what with him being about 6'5", gangly, black or mixed race, with an afro and a moustache.
Yeah.
So anyway, what the lead singer of Thinkle Izzy was a short white man with a bald head and a white goatee beard.
Right.
But it sounded like him. That's the important thing.
Okay, good.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they were good, actually. Before that, I'd been in Huddersfield for 2 days, having fun and games with my friend Chaz, and it was excellent fun. But that was just going out and boozing that, so it's not... I shouldn't really be reporting.
Was it suitably out of order?
On the personal life. Oh, she's completely out of order. At one point, she caused a major scene in the bar that we were in when she couldn't find a purse. And she screamed blue murder at everyone, saying, my purse here, someone's purse here somewhere. And it wasn't until much later when she had calmed down by then, but I reached into my left pocket to find that she'd put her purse in my pocket.
Right.
I was then accused of stealing her purse.
Right, okay.
Women, Tony.
Women, yeah.
Women. Anyway, up. I think we ought to play something from the vaults.
Okay.
Which for the first time in several months is not from the Cherry Red Records Action Time Vision 4CD box set priced $24.95 with 111 tracks on it, but one
very glaring error.
But glaring error, yeah. We finished with that now. We're back to ones that we played before on the show. But then I'm not sure whether we have played this track on the show, but we have played the band. The band, Tony, are Hot Fetish Divas, all the way from Eboli in Italy. Punk rock band from Italy. I'm always happy with Italian punk rock.
Okay.
It never stops me. Saying that, they're a bit sort of post-punk. Oh, you'll see. I'm not sure now whether we have played this track before. We played the band before. The album came out in, I think, 2013, which would seem like not long ago, Tony, but it's in fact 4 years.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
It's frightening. I think we've discussed before that... I was fine with 2016, but 2017 really does sound like the future.
Hmm.
It's like, and what were those films that I was on about that were set in 2017?
Oh, I don't know.
It was a Pamela Anderson one.
Oh, Barbed Wire?
Barbed Wire, yeah.
Set was it really?
Wow. Yeah, I think so, yeah. So anyway, we now live in a post-apocalyptic futuristic nightmare.
Wow, yeah, pretty much.
Oh, we do, don't we?
Yeah.
Anyway, let's play this. What are Hot Fetish Divas Facebook page?
facebook.com/hotfetishdivas.
It is. It's Tony 4, Paulie B and the Internet 1, and this is Psycho. You're listening to Planet Smashers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
It's okay.
I think I might have rattled on a bit in that last section. We maybe ought to crack on here. That was Hot Fetish Divas and Psycho. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
I guess it must be time for...
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Woo!
Yep. Another week, more gigs. If you have a gig for me, do you email me? Tony at punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much is it to watch them play. Doesn't have to be in the UK, is international, so do email me if you have a gig. I've had none through this week from everyone else, so I have found one at the Doghouse this week. Again, so if you are in the Nottingham area, or particularly around Carlton, you probably know the Doghouse, but do go there, do check it out. It often has many, at least a gig once a week, if not more than once a week. So this Friday,
Tony,
yes.
If I could just mention Carlton, it's a very cheap place to get an MOT.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. £35, apparently.
Oh, smashing.
Yeah.
Is that good?
Perhaps we should change this to Paulie's International Garage Guide. Very cheap. I'm sorry.
So yeah, this Friday, the Zeppelins, who are unfortunately, well, obviously a tribute to Led Zeppelin.
Well, that's a relief.
Isn't it just?
Yeah.
So 7:30 till 1 a.m. Do check it out this Friday, 31st of March.
Oh, they're playing two songs, are they?
Yeah. Or just one with lots of feedback at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So if you want to get your Zep out, whatever, get your lead out, do check it out.
Sorry, get your lead out.
Get your lead out, yeah. I don't know.
Get your lead out. Does Tony approve?
Tony doesn't approve of that, no.
Well, Tony doesn't approve, right.
No, I'll get your lead out. Get Led Zeppelin, though. I would approve.
All right, okay.
That's all I have.
Well, in that case, that concludes
Tony's International Geek Guide.
Get your lead out.
Lead.
Right then. Well, yeah. I think we should play something we've never played before, Tony.
Sounds good to me.
I talk, of course, about street rock from the Arctic Circle.
Ooh.
That's right. All the way from Rovaniemi stroke Oulu. I don't think there's much else up there, to be honest, in the Finnish part of the Arctic Circle. So we are into Lapland territory here. A band called Never Train. They've got a new album out. We've got a few tracks from it. And the one that I've picked is the one that's the title of the album. But I do not know how to say this.
Right.
It's D-N-A-R. But I don't know whether it's Dnar or D-N-A-R. Or D-N-A-R. Or D-N-A-R. See if you can spot it in the song. That might help.
Okay.
What I want to know is, Tony, what is Never Train's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Never Train Band.
You're in there again, Tony. Unbelievable. Yeah. Tony Five, Paulie being into... Well, I think there are strange forces at work here. This is Never Train. This is D-N-A-R.
Caught up, feel. Sign up to
You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Now, that I'm a bit thrown, Tony.
Okay.
I'm a bit thrown, right? I wasn't expecting to get that.
All right.
And I thought I was going to have an amazing fight back in this section. But now I just think that strange forces are at play.
Had to get
I think you're using
point.
The force or something.
Maybe.
Yeah. Still, that was Never Train and the track that I think is called DNAR, but I'm not absolutely sure. We may play another track by them. I'd like to hear the other ones from the album before I make that decision.
Okay.
All right. Is that a bit forceful by me then?
A little bit, yeah.
But we're getting a lot through at the moment. We should bear in mind that for every 9 songs we play on this show, I probably reject about 30.
Oh, wow, okay.
Each week, yeah. There's a lot that just isn't suitable or isn't quite right or is just a bit or a bit, well, maybe, yeah, you know, but I always try and just get the best 9. Hmm. So sometimes we get 3 or 4 from the week and we go back through stuff, albums from just like the last few months. Or some every once in a while, it's just everything comes through and it's great and it's actually hard to pick. But anyway, that's that for this week. Tony, by the way, are you doing anything this week?
I think I'm having a post Mother's Day. Didn't go out on Sunday, so going out with Mum on Wednesday. Then end of the month, I'll be doing the end of year bookkeeping. So no, not really doing a great deal.
Well,
what are you up to?
So you're having a dinner with Mother and bookkeeping?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Call the cops. Now, my problem here is, first of all, we should at this point say hello to the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
You're so enthusiastic about that, because this is something that's happening this Thursday, but they hear the show a week late, so it happened for them last Thursday. But I'm going to talk about it now anyway, because this Thursday I'm doing my first... Well, it's my first heat of the Last Minute Comedy New Comedian of the Year competition. It takes place in Burton. So it is, in fact, the Burton Latimer Comedian of the Year, featuring 8 or 9... great acts, hopefully, and as far as I know, they've sold out in advance. If you are in the Burton Latimer area and you go at the Duke's Arms, you might be able to get an advance ticket, but I think they've sold out. I will let you know about that next week when it will be when they I don't know, I lose track, don't I, with them.
Okay,
it's like the clocks go forward 1 hour, but in Burton Latimer they're a week behind. Some would say a bit more than that as it goes. But yeah, so that's what I'm doing this Thursday. But for those in the Duke's Arms, it was last Thursday. And that's about it, really. I've got my day in London on Thursday as well. I've actually got a very busy day on Thursday. I have to go to London all day, and then I have to hot-foot it to Burton Latimer to do the gig, which I'm looking forward to very much. I will undoubtedly be staying over in the pub.
Right, excellent.
Yes. So there will probably be some harem scarems for next week, which, of course, will be Burton Latimer the week after. I don't know.
We didn't do well with time travel, do we?
No, we don't do well with time travel at all.
No. And we're seasoned professionals at it.
I know, you think we have done it quite a lot by now.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we would probably have our Time Lord proficiency badges, but would only be provisional on the license.
They'd probably be self-certified, wouldn't they?
Oh, you would self-certify yourself as a Time Lord, would you?
Because of course.
I wouldn't dare do that.
No.
No.
Right.
Do you think Doctor Who has done a first aid course?
I think he must have had time at some point. He's very old.
Well, he has. You think there must have been a spare moment. You can't always be fighting Cybermen, Daleks and Silurians.
You've got to keep on top of it. You've got to retrain as well. Couple of years.
And he can't be called a doctor for nothing, can he?
I think he's just got ahead of himself.
Do you think the doctor got ahead of himself? Do you think he didn't bother with the training? He just fast-forwarded to having already done it without actually knowing about it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you think he's a fast-tracked Time Lord?
Yes.
Do you think he would mess up the Heimlich manoeuvre?
Yeah, he'd probably call it the Lichheim manoeuvre, which is completely different, as discussed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think this is going anywhere. Let's play 2 songs in a row, shall we?
Okay.
Okay. One band we played before, one band have we played before? Yes, you played both these bands before as well. Listen out to yet another band from Finland, Tony, called Freedom Fuel. But first up, a band called Red Gaze, Tony, all the way from Graz, Austria, What I want to know is, Tony, what is Red Gaze's Bandcamp page?
Redgaze.bandcamp.com.
No, and this is where I thought the fight back would have started. It's actually wilhelmshowmethemajorlabel.bandcamp.com/album/red-gaze. And I had to double check it, thinking that surely the band aren't called Wilhelm Show Me the Major Label, but they're not. I don't know why it's wilhelmshowmethemajorlabel.bandcamp.com. But anyway, if you type in Red Gaze Band, you will find them.
Right, okay.
But that makes it poorly being at 2, Tony 5. I really thought it'd be 4-3 by now. I'm a little bit crushed by your skill.
Tony approves.
This is Drawing Lines.
Chuff.
Go. You come in the cold. same for me. Stiff and mute are the only choices to be. Hallow be thy chosen one. Disciples are ready to run. There is a place for you in the sun. You come cynical. It's all through the ball, even though just let those goddamn motherfuckers go. You come cynical. It's all through the ball, even though just let those goddamn motherfuckers go. You come cynical. It's all through the ball, even though just let those goddamn motherfuckers go.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Freedom Fuel, all the way from Helsinki, and a track called Let Them Go. Tony, what is Freedom Fuel's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/FreedomFuelOfficial.
Facebook.com/FreedomFuel1, and that's the numeric one rather than the written one. Facebook.com/FreedomFuel1, making it probably in set 3, Tony, 5. Again, you know, I thought it was going to be 4 all by now. You've thrown me with Never Train Band. I'm impressed. No, I'm impressed, but I'm quite clearly, my voice has, since that happened, I've found it very difficult to get excited about the rest of the show. I know it's childish, but I don't win very much. Right. Have you got a twat?
No.
But what are you going to do about that, for goodness sake?
Oh, remind people about it. If do email me your twats. As people have mentioned, I know it can't be every week. I would love it to be every week, but I'm resigned myself to it being occasionally. But if you would like to email me the occasional twat, do so. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It is that simple. Anything would. All twats receive the thanks. So do email me if you have a moment and a twat.
So what are you going to do instead?
I'm going to remind people of what they should be doing for us. As mentioned last week, we did some iTunes reviews last week, so I'm all out and up to date. So if you haven't reviewed us yet on iTunes, please do so. Costs you nothing, takes you but a moment, does help us out massively. Not a lot of reviews happen for podcasts, so if you do pop us a review, it will bring us up the featured rankings, gets a bit more listeners, helps the bands out who are on the show. So go to punkyradio.com, click on the iTunes link, it will open up the music store where you can review us. 5 stars only, obviously. If you email me your review, tony@punkyradio.com, I will feature on the show.
Yeah, and it's very important that you do that, because it will help us to combat an historic Snow Patrol podcast that's really pissing us off.
Yeah. We asked for people to review the Absolute Snow Patrol podcast. If you would like to review them and give them 1 star, and say something like "Punky is better" or just "Fuck Snow Patrol," why mess with a clear winner? Do that and let us know. We'll maybe feature those as well.
Yeah, we do like those. Oh, what? So you would be happy to check their podcast reviews to see if they've had any from us, will you?
Oh, God. If people do it, I would happily check it.
Excellent. All right. And with luck, we'll have a track for next week.
It would be nice. It would be all nice.
Right. I can't wait any longer, Tony. Now, I'm in love with a band called Playboy Man Baby.
Okay.
And as a direct result of that, well, not just that, but I'm also in love currently with the Phoenix, Arizona alternative music scene, which seems to be pumping out one brilliant band after another. And we seem to be playing all of them on this show. We played 3 recently, Venomous Pinks were one, and The Darts, who are 50% Phoenix, and there's another band as well. Anyway, Phoenix, Arizona, at present, seems to be a great place to see alternative and punk music and punk rock music. Playboy Man Baby fit into all of that perfectly. They've got a great new album out, and I just like every track on it. So I'm picking one at random every once in a while. As I work my way through Playboy Man Baby, Tony.
Excellent.
Heard about that at all today?
No.
So here is the website question now, that I thought was going to mean that I would win this week 5-4. However, it being 5-3, it looks like you're going to win 5-4, because I don't think you're going to get this. What is Playboy Man Baby's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/PlayboyManBabyAZ.
Facebook.com/ButterGravyButter.
Lovely.
Yeah.
I don't even want to think about that. I'm sure we mentioned Last Tango in Paris last week. We can't be doing it again. So anyway, it's Paulie B Internet 4, Tony 5. This is the quite marvellous Playboy Man Baby and Bored, Broke and Sober. The size of it for this week. Thank you very much for listening. As usual, I do hope that a few more of you get in touch with us next week than you have done this week. My thanks to Gerardo, my lodger, for the correct pronunciation of El Sacramentacas, or whatever that was, close enough, and the background information about what the hospital was. Perhaps you could thank the internet stations that carry the show.
Yep, we're on Padunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com, and we're on Radio Andrew, which is Radio Andrew, that's Radio A-N-D-R-A.S-E.
Yes, and I might see some of you in the Duke's Arms in Burton Latimer on Thursday, or if you are in the Duke's Arms in Burton Latimer, I might have seen you last Thursday.
Yes.
I can't handle this.
No, it's difficult.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo.
Your guns.